A new trend in children's birthday parties has caused a bit of a stir on social media. It's called a fiver party, where guests are asked not to bring presents, but actually to put a fiver in a card instead. A thread on Mumsnet has started a bit of a discussion. This mum thought the idea was good, but felt uncomfortable asking parents to give cash instead of gifts. People responded with various views, including some who thought fiver parties, they help prevent getting lots of silly presents, while others felt that asking for cash was tacky. What do you think yourself? Would your children rather have the cash, or do they love ripping open the presents? That's possibly part of the whole thing when you have your birthday. On the line we have commentators Leona O'Neill and Heidi McAlpin. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I think this is a little bit tacky because it also prevents you from re-gifting, from deciding what you want to give someone, and that might be something you already had. Heidi?
Well, and I'm a bit confused because, first of all, I thought this story was about giving £5 to the parents to help them pay for those expensive parties that people have nowadays at specific venues around the country. You know, the types I'm talking about, whether it's a trampoline or indoor golf.
And if that was the discussion, do you think that's so, okay?
Well, the kid isn't even getting presents. I mean, the big thing about parties for kids is children love to give presents, and the kids love receiving the presents, and they're ripping open the paper, and it's all part of the fun. Why remove that little bit of joy in order for the kids invariably to pay for your child's birthday party? If you can't afford it, then you can scale it way down. You can have it at home. You could hire a community hall. You could double up or treble up with other kids whose birthdays are in the same week or month.
Okay.
You know, there's other ways around this.
Leona?
Well, I can see it from both sides, right? And by the way, a fiver wouldn't even come near covering a children's party. It's you know, I've held children's parties where it's like £12 a head. So that doesn't even come close. But I can see it from the two sides. So some people might call something like this very forward, asking for a fiver. And they might source presents from, you know, maybe re-gift is what you call it.
Yeah.
Or get it from somewhere cheaper or on sale or something like that. So handing over money might be a bit awkward for them. But I can also see it from the viewpoint of the birthday child parent. You know, these parties, I've had them in adventure play centres, and they cost an absolute fortune.
Well, how much are you talking? You mentioned £12 a head there, but you've held some of these parties. What is it the final bill end up being?
£180, £190. It's crazy. It depends on how many children come. You see, it's kind of you're paying per head. So you're paying for the entertainment, and they're paying for the food, and they get to jump around and trampolines or whatever for an hour, and then they get burgers. So you're talking £180 or something like that. So a fiver wouldn't even come close. I think perhaps if people are saying, listen, donate some money, and hoping that the parents will give a wee bit more. I always stick a £20 in a card.
I just wonder, though, when there's a bar set when parents to have these big lavish birthday parties for their kids, and then if there is another family that can't afford that, that's then left on the child who's maybe embarrassed and feels left out because they can't do what their other mates are doing, Heidi, and as a result they're suffering.
Absolutely. Your kids just want to muck about with their mates. That's a party to them. And as I said before, if you can't afford a big fancy party, or you don't want to do it for moral reasons, then just don't be the brave parent and don't do it. I bet other parents in your circle
That's easy for you. That's
a new precedent.
Yeah, but that's easy for you to say because, as the parent, it's easier than the child that's in school and their friend says, "What are you doing for your birthday?" Oh, that doesn't seem very good. This is what I did.
It's all about the parents. I swear to you that I think the parents are trying to have one-upmanship on each other and to show. I mean, I heard a story about a kid who is slightly older, maybe secondary school, grammar school age, and their parents were so rich that they took their friends down to Dublin to see a concert. Like, it was Take That or One Direction or something. One Direction, Take That, listen to me. And stayed overnight in a hotel, got the train there and back. I mean, can you imagine the other parents in that circle who are nowhere near on that scale of money? And what are they going to do? Jelly and ice cream?
I think it's inappropriate, unless it's a huge...
Bags, dreadful party bags that you have to buy and send kids away with a load of plastic caps.
Well, that is an issue, Leona. Sometimes the presents you would buy for someone that's 8, 9, 10, 12 years old, unless you're going for high-tech technology, it's going to be something that might not even get played with and it'll probably end up in the bin within a couple of days.
No, 100%. But, I mean, I was talking there about, you know, like cutting back on stuff like that, cutting back on parties. Try telling a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old, listen, because of the current climate, and because mum and dad are perhaps lost their job or something like that, you're not having a party. And yeah. watch their wee face. But
they can have a party, just not an expensive party. The kids don't know the meaning or value of money. They just want to be with their mates and have a good time.
Having a
what
party
about the birthday parties we used to have in the 70s and the 80s? They were great crack in the house with the jelly.
They were great crack, but it's not the same.
Okay.
Things are still very expensive. Even having a party at home is expensive.
Let's take a call. Jim Wilson, good morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Billy.
This is not the usual topic we would talk to you about.
Well, I know. You know, I'm a bit of a diverse person. I'm talking about lots of... I think it's an absolute brilliant idea.
Yes.
And I just thinking there on the phone that I may then start a tenor party for Christmas. Because come Christmas time, I get the usual socks, underpants, T-shirts.
You get the usual
jumpers.
What, Jim?
Every single year.
What did he say?
I can project what I get in the bag from my wife and the kids. And not that I don't appreciate it, but if I got money instead, it means I could spend it on what I feel that is good for me instead of the usual stuff every year.
We could maybe charge people a fiver for listening to the Nolan Show. I don't know. Would you pay that, Jim?
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe listen to you, but not listen to that other clump of things.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Heidi...
but realistically, you know, it's not a bad idea because at Christmas time, there is families that, you know, spend a lot of money for their kids and get them toys and get them something. And for someone to come and repeat that, and what the idea is too, some parents can use the money for clothes and some things better for kids than that there, because sometimes people do bring you stuff that, you know, is just absolutely no need for you. And I think £5 would hardly buy a present nowadays, so I think it's helpful for those that, you know, would be a bit embarrassed not being able to afford to buy a decent present and just put a fiver in the corner. So I think it's a good idea.
So what do you say to a parent said, well, I feel a bit awkward asking for money, asking for them to give us cash instead of a present?
Well, you know, like everything else in life, as things change, we move on. And I would say probably in 5 years' time, Vinny, it'll be one of those things that's pretty acceptable. You know, it'll be a norm. You know, whereas, you know, when things start off like that, as you say, they can be a bit embarrassing, they can be dummy, but it gets to the point where 4 or 5 years, 10, that'll probably be a norm now. This is a fiver party, this is a tenner party, stuff like that, you know.
Okay. Jim Wilson, thank you very much. Leona and Heidi, thank you as well. Before you go, Leona, this happens all the time now with weddings, and that it's more than a fiver you put in that card. Is that tacky as well?
No, I don't think it's tacky. People put wedding notes in cards all the time, asking for people saying things. We have everything we need. We have all our gifts.
But does it cost you more? Because you can't then go out and re-gift. You can't get something on the sale. You've got to give cash. And I think some people would end up giving more than they would have spent on the present.
Yeah, they probably would. But it's one day out of the year. Just suck it up. That's what
I think. All right, Leona, thank you very much.